We know that many congregations are putting together their budgets for the next fiscal year. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues, etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget for 2009. Simply go to the sponsors page of our website, issuesetc.org, and find out more about the Issues, etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues, etc. You'll even find a one-page flyer that you can hand out. Thanks for your support. All right, it's time for Issues, Etc. Blog of the Week. Craig's favorite. 3 minutes of Issues, Etc. every week.
No takers on a date with Craig yet. And you know what, girls? If you like Kevin James, you'll love Craig Feichtinger.
He's like Kevin James times two. And I'm not talking in girth. I'm talking Kevin James times two in personality, charm, humor. He keeps us laughing all day long.
And he can cook.
Yeah, he can.
He likes to cook.
He comes in, he plants himself right across the table from me here in the studio almost every day with his homemade lunch that he brings in. Kills me because it smells so good. I'm sitting here eating a Subway sandwich that, you know, was put together by semi-literate teenagers, and he's eating this gourmet stuff over there every day, putting me to shame. All right, you got a pick for Blog of the Week?
Oh, we're going to it right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, we're doing Blog
okay.
of the Week.
Okay, all right.
That's what time
okay, I thought you were doing, you didn't do the widget plug and all that kind of stuff, kind of explain Blog of the Week.
Okay, while you're getting your act together out there, if you want us to read your blog and consider it for the Issues, Etc. Blog of the Week, all you've got to do is go to our website, issuesetc.org, click promote. You'll find the Issues, Etc. widget and instructions on how to put it on your blog. Put it on your blog, then email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. We'll start reading your blog, and we will consider it every week for Issues, Etc. Blog of the Week.
Okay, now people have to realize that we, due to time constraints, we paraphrase these blogs, right? My pick for Blog of the Week is called Blogosphere Underground by Pastor Bill Swirla. This blog post is on lawyers and pit bulls. In a recent letter to the Council of Presidents, LCMS Inc. CEO Gerald Kieschnick denies he ever personally threatened our boys, Todd and Jeff, with a lawsuit by saying, "I have not filed, initiated, supported, or encouraged any lawsuit against Reverend Wilkin or Mr. Jeff Schwartz, nor have I ever had a desire to do so. I'll leave the thoughts and desires of the man to God who searches the heart." But let's parse that sentence. Of course, President Kieschnick didn't file, initiate, support, or encourage anything. The lawyers for LCMS Inc. did that. That's what you hire lawyers to do. Here's what was written on that infamous piece of letterhead of December 16th. "We will be left with no alternative but to recommend that the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod prosecute the opposition against Madsen's application and take action against your clients to enforce its rights to the trademark. Take a moment and admire the beauty, the form, the craftsmanship. No one is threatening anyone with anything directly. That would be illegal. It's all couched in that wonderful passive voice. We will be left with no alternative." Nice. Oh, there are alternatives aplenty, like letting go of a dead trademark, but once you bring on the pit bulls, they know only one way of doing business. And Pastor Swirla concludes, "If we're going to actually take 1 Corinthians 6:1-8 as inspired apostolic admonition of how to run a church in a God-pleasing manner, it means that we need to try our level best to keep the lawyers out of our family skirmishes. You know how it is with pit bulls. Sometimes they attack the family's children." My choice for Blog of the Week, Blogosphere Underground, the blog post titled "On Lawyers and Pit Bulls."
Mine comes from a first-time blog. The very first post on the blog, in fact, the only post on the blog, we got it over the transom from the author of the blog, who said, "Hey, I put your widget on our blog, and I'd like you to read it." The very first one out of the box. This blog has tremendous potential. Paul, I'm assuming his name is Schluter, because the name of the blog is straight Schluter. Paul Schluter, who's a pastor, has written something called "The Sacred is Still Sacred." He says, "There was a time when the things declared by God to be sacred were lethal. There was a time when those things were deadly for sinners like you and me. These days, people will assume that this means that nothing is sacred, that nothing should be sacred. How sad. Instead of entering heaven with fear and trembling, we load up the Holy of Holies with all the equipment for a rock concert, instead of seeing it as first and foremost that we will be met by the light of light descending from the realms of endless day, we capitulate to a culture that has thrown away any notion of the sacred and distorts God's gifts into a patriarchal hierarchy that need to be torn down and deconstructed. What God has made to be sacred remains sacred. Let's remember what has changed. The sacred hasn't stopped being sacred. God has simply done away with the need for a fence that keeps us out. It's the sacred is still sacred from Straight Schluter, Paul Schluter, his blog. We'll post the link to both Jeff's and my pick for Blog of the Week at our website, issuesetc.org.